clean energy,
healthcare,
growing our economy,
terrorism in the world today,
putting our people back to work,
no fly list,
doing the work that needs to be done.
It's Monday, time to take a look at the agenda for this week. And here with us is Raihan Salam. He's a fellow at the New America Foundation and author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. And also we have Rob Watson from our partner, the BBC. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
And we've been talking about it all morning, Raihan, the attempted terrorist attack by a Nigerian man on a Northwest Airlines flight last Friday. And I'm wondering, as we look forward to the week ahead, is there going to be a lot of political fallout on this particular thing? Are the Republicans going to be trying to take advantage of this?
I think that the Republicans are going to raise the issue in large part because I think a lot of Americans are very concerned about the idea that our Homeland Security officials are asleep at the switch. And I think that there's a lot of concern among conservatives and among liberals that is probably going to take the form of conservatives criticizing the president.
Well, the president has asked for a review of airline security procedures, so I assume we're going to see a tightening in those procedures in the future, but he has going to have to balance that with people's irritation over being delayed as they're trying to get on a flight, right?
Absolutely. The tightening of security procedures that you've already seen is quite arbitrary. It's not the kind of stuff that really would have stopped this from happening. The truth is that we have a Homeland Security system that is badly broken in its fundamentals. And this kind of cosmetic gesture is only going to create new delays and also batter an already battered aviation sector.
Okay, Rob Watson, let's move on to Iran where we heard this. That's the sound of massive protests in Tehran, the capital of Iran. So far, we think 10 protesters have been reported killed by the police, including the nephew of the former presidential candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi. He is confirmed dead. Rob, is that correct?
That is correct, as far as we know. One always has to bear in mind that certainly the BBC, at least, and most foreign broadcasters are not allowed to report on the protests, so one has to be a little bit cautious.
Are protests continuing today, or are they expected to intensify?
It's very difficult to predict because one has to remember that these protests, which seem to be getting bolder and more direct in turns, are not hugely well structured or organized in the sense that, as far as one knows, that there isn't a kind of a clear organizing principle. It's not very well put together. It just seems to be largely spontaneous. So difficult to predict. But I mean, if one looks back over the last few months, clearly something is stirring in Iran and the authorities aren't able to put it back in its box.
Okay. Well, this is all going on at the same time that we are approaching a deadline. December 31st is the deadline that President Obama gave to Iran earlier this year to accept a UN deal to ship their enriched uranium out of the country. Or I guess there's going to be consequences in terms of sanctions. Raihan, if number one, is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, taking that deadline seriously?
Well, he is certainly saying that he's not taking it seriously. He says that it's totally arbitrary and that he's going to ignore it.
And what happens if he doesn't sign that deal by Thursday?
Well, for the past few weeks, the White House has already been trying to develop a sanctions proposal that is going to gain wide international agreement. Right after the first, the UN Security Council is going to reconstitute itself. And then after that, the White House is going to look for a green light to proceed with some kind of sanctions. And they haven't decided exactly what they're going to be, but they're going to be targeted, they're going to be economic, and the goal is to achieve a wide consensus among U.S. allies.
Okay, Rob Watson, let's move to Pakistan. We're talking about protests and violence in Iran, but the violence continues in Pakistan. It's been going on for some time now. And we got word over the weekend that the militants actually blew up a government official's house that killed him and five others that were in there. And we still have drone attacks going on in northwest Pakistan. In the year ahead, we pretty much have two changes that could happen with the U.S. relationship with Pakistan, right? Either they start to drift away from us or we get a closer relationship.
You won't mind if I suggest an alternative.
Okay.
a third, which is, you know, the continuation of the extremely difficult relationship alternating between love and hate that's existed really the last few years. You know, I would describe the relationship between the United States and Pakistan as a sort of a marriage, a rather troubled marriage, but both partners need each other. So that's what I would predict for the year ahead. And one suspects that it will continue to be troubled from the West, not just the US's point of perspective, but other Western countries like the UK. I mean, their view is that it will continue to be troubled until the point where Pakistan really does make the decision that the Islamic extremists of all types and sizes on its territory really do represent a fundamental threat to the state of Pakistan and are not at times a tool that can be used in other aspects of their foreign policy, such as in dealing with India and Pakistan. Until such times as Pakistan has a decent civilian government, I'm afraid that the troubled nature of the marriage continues.
Okay, that's Rob Watson. He's a political correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Raiham, there's one other detail that's kind of hanging over us, and that's health care. We kind of thought that once the Senate passed their version that we wouldn't be hearing about health care for a while, right? But they're going into reconciliation now.
Basically, you have a lot of folks among the House of Democrats who are saying that we want to make this more affordable. We want to add something like a public option. They probably won't be able to. It's going to probably look a lot like the Senate bill that was passed.
Okay. There's one more thing coming up this week. And that is New Year's Day. And we're asking our listeners to let us know if they have New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to ask you, Raihan Salam, fellow at the New America Foundation. Are you a resolution maker?
I am, indeed.
And what resolution have you made?
I plan on eating more ice cream and more fatty foods.
That's a great one, and I bet you're going to be able to follow through on that. Thanks so much. Raihan Salam is a fellow at the New America Foundation, author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. Let us know out there if you've made a New Year's resolution, and let us know at 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.